AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has signed a bill to fund much of the Homeland Security Department. This ends the longest federal agency shutdown in history after the House passed it earlier yesterday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's an abrupt end to a standoff that started months ago.
It is about damn time.
Democrat Rosa DeLauro proposed the same bill more than 70 days ago, which does not address DHS's immigration enforcement operations. Last month, House Speaker Mike Johnson called the bill a joke. But to break the impasse, both House and Senate Republicans agreed to tackle that funding in a separate process.
Democrats got absolutely nothing for their political charade and shenanigans out of that.
The White House had urged Congress to act this week, warning money used to temporarily pay TSA and other agency workers was drying up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump says he's nominating radiologist and former Fox News Channel contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire for Surgeon General. This comes after Dr. Casey Means' path forward stalled in the Senate over questions about her experience and her stance on vaccines. In a social media post, Trump said Sapphire is a star physician who has spent her career guiding women facing breast cancer through their diagnosis and treatment. Activists worldwide will march in May Day rallies today, calling for peace, higher wages, and better working conditions. The day is a public holiday in many countries, and demonstrations are expected in many of the world's major cities. World shares were mixed, and U.S. futures edged higher today, with most markets closed for May Day holidays. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on Syria's new position as a safe haven in the Middle East.
The war-battered nation of Syria is now selling itself as a safe haven in a region racked with turmoil. Syria was once a battleground, enduring 14 years of civil war. But now the country offers relative peace as the Middle East endures major unrest. Syrian leaders are making the most of the current situation by using their neutral position to rebuild relationships in the Arab world and the West. Under the rule of former President Bashar al-Assad, Syria was shunned by many regional neighbors and Western countries. He was ousted in December 2024 by rebels. Syria has positioned itself as a safe alternative for exports during the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran. I'm Karen Shamas.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.